Hello, you're on Egg Talk with Mark Carls and
Matt Stiles.
Cool. This is a podcast where we are going to talk strictly and only about eggs, egg culture, and everything in the egg
universe.
Perfect. Music and sounds always done by Ben Smith. And without further ado, we're going to start episode one, which is going to be about the bacon, the egg, and the cheese, the BEC sandwich, apparently New York City sandwich. And we're just going to talk about the rules of the bacon, egg, and cheese, which was created by a Kickstarter campaign. It was Joseph Scheckler, known as by his Kickstarter name as Joey Scoops, who raised $735 for instructional leaflets to Midtown egg sandwich makers. Nice. Now, we're just going to read some of his recipe. He believes you crack two eggs onto a griddle, let it cook for about 30 seconds, and then you break the yolk and gently smooth it over with the white part. Cook for another minute and a half or so. Flip the egg. Immediately add two slices of cheese. What kind of cheese? Well, he likes to use good cheddar cheese, whatever good cheddar cheese is. Then, if the customer orders meat, you reheat the fresh sliced sausage, bacon, and then usually you should ask your customer, do they like crispy or juicy bacon? And you cook accordingly. And then you time it so the meat is done just as the egg is ready to go on the roll. Place egg on the roll, cheese side up, and season the non-cheese with salt and pepper. Some people order ketchup. And then you place the breakfast meat, if ordered, on the sandwich. And then you wrap it in tin foil, and apparently you can sell it to the customer anywhere between $2 and $5.95. Now, Matthew, you have an egg sandwich with you right now, right?
I do.
Tell us what's on that.
Okay, so this egg sandwich I just bought probably 10 minutes ago. Is your standard bacon, egg, and cheese with turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon. Healthy alternative, Matthew.
Healthy alternative option to the regular pork bacon. I find that turkey bacon does a good job of having that same crisp that you want on the sandwich without, you know, you having to feel guilty about eating bacon, which everyone knows is not the most healthy thing in the world.
Beautiful. Now he just took his first bite. Now Matthew, what are you tasting right now? What are you feeling?
So right now I got a lot of cheese. This is a cheesy sandwich, but the turkey bacon is awesome.
Okay, now do you want cheese in every bite?
Yeah, I think you want cheese in every bite, but you don't want that to overpower the saltiness of the bacon or whatever meat you're having. Typically on a bacon, egg, and cheese or any type of egg sandwich, the meat you're going to have is going to be, that's going to be where your salt comes from in the sandwich. Bacon, ham, those are both salty meats. Sausage provides another layer, but we'll get into that one. But right now, I think we have a good amount of cheese per bite, and we have an excellent proportion of egg to turkey bacon ratio.
Perfect. And now, it looks like you're enjoying that on a Kaiser roll. Am I correct in saying that, Matthew?
100%, yeah.
Wow, that looks like a nice Kaiser roll. I know some people do the bagel. Some people go the bagel route.
Mm.
Some people go the Kaiser route. And, you know, if you're crazy, some people will go with, like, a rye toast.
Now, that's wild.
Yeah.
And you can't forget about the poppy roll factor.
The poppy. Poppy is poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not a bacon guy, so I just strictly do the egg and cheese.
Mm.
And I'm just going to pull up a quick article done on extracrispy.com, which is a food blog. Now, this was done by senior editor Kat Kinsman, and she wrote an article called The Best Freaking Egg Sandwich in New York City. And she likes to assume that the best egg and cheese can be found at Eisenberg's Sandwich Shop on 5th Avenue and 23rd Street.
Now, Mark, correct me if I'm not mistaken, but didn't you just go to Eisenberg's?
I just went to Eisenberg's.
How was it? You gotta tell us.
Oh, I will.
Hello, how are you? can I get an egg and cheese to go? You have pop? Or what's better, a roller or the bagel?
Well, we don't have
pop and
bagel.
Okay. Can I just do a Kaiser roll?
So that was my Eisenberg sandwich experience, and you know, I went at about 3 p.m. in the afternoon.
Right.
And do you know how much I paid?
God, tell me.
I paid $4.90.
Wow.
Now, you know, this wasn't a breakfast price. Standard egg and cheese on a Kaiser roll, and you know, $5. For something you can get $2 sometimes.
I mean, with no meat, $5 is excessive for just egg and cheese.
Now, with your turkey bacon egg and cheese sandwich right now, which I'm assuming you got at...
I got it at Bagels and Things in Staten Island.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. How much did you pay for this?
So this sandwich was $5.
$5. And you got turkey bacon.
And I got turkey bacon. Now, I asked him because, you know... I assume that turkey bacon and regular bacon, there would be a price difference. There is. Regular bacon, egg, and cheese at this place I went to was $3.50 for breakfast. Any other time, it was $4. Turkey bacon is $5 no matter what.
Wow.
Because they have to make the turkey bacon right there.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, now, Kat Kinsman, back in October of 2016, she ran a poll on Twitter about how much a consumer would expect to pay for an egg and cheese on a roll, not including bacon. And it was a consensus, $3.50, huh. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, is $3.50.
No, that's right.
$3.50. Perfect. And so, you know, I paid as little as $2.50.
Wow.
I know a few spots on Staten Island I can get my egg and cheese on a bagel for $2.50. And but I've paid $5.86, my highest in the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
God. Wow.
What's the highest you've paid?
Okay, so I paid one time for one bacon, egg, and cheese and a small coffee. I paid
$7. $7. Wow, you might as well just went to Subway and got a foot long sandwich.
Exactly. I was disappointed when I had a cough over $7 for a small deli coffee and a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Nice. Well, Matt, can you kind of, you've worked in restaurants before, you're in the know. Can you tell us, what's the insider scoop? How are these people making money off the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich?
So, ideally, most people are buying the bacon, egg, and cheese for the bacon. You know, bacon is a hot food right now. People love bacon. So what a restaurant is going to try to do, what a deli is going to try to do, is make you think you're getting a lot of bacon, when in reality, you're not. They need to provide enough bacon that you say, wow, that was good. That was worth it. Without affecting their bottom line. So, while I was working in a pizzeria, I asked a deli guy that had a deli next door, you know, how do you make money on a bacon, egg, and cheese? And he gave me some insight into this. Basically, you use thick-cut bacon. And you only have to use 2 or 3 slices of thick-cut bacon in comparison to thin-cut. Thin-cut, you got to pile on more bacon because you don't want to cheap out the customer too bad where they get upset and don't come back. The thick cut bacon allows you to put less slices while still covering the same amount of roll on the sandwich. You also use eggs that you would sell out of the carton to make the bacon, egg, and cheese.
Really?
Yeah, rather than having your own eggs put to the side that you would just strictly cook with. You want to be able to sell the cartons of eggs. And then if you need eggs to make egg sandwiches, you just take one of your cartons. You're keeping all your eggs, figuratively, in one basket.
Nice. Interesting. Now, going with that, now, how do you... I know people that stretch their eggs with milk.
Yeah.
You think our bodega guys, our deli guys, are they stretching their eggs with expired milk, with water? What are they stretching it with?
In good faith, I'm gonna assume that they don't stretch it with expired milk, but they probably use milk that has gone past the sell-by date. That's a common misconception that the expiration date is on your carton of milk. It's not. It's your sell-by date, which means the milk is still good, but it's probably past the point which you could sell it, and it's, you know, not gonna last those people that long if you sold it to them. Stretching the egg wash with water, that's common practice. That was one of the insider tips I got from the deli guy. He claims that stretching it out with water just yields more eggs for him to cook with, as well as keeping the egg flat so that you're not having the egg fluff up and making a very large and unattractive sandwich. The beauty of the bacon, egg, and cheese is how compact it is. It's strictly on the Kaiser roll. It's essentially carrying around a Kaiser roll.
Wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Nice. And,
good bacon, egg, and cheese. Staten Island way. Definitely no egg whites, regular eggs. Definitely lots and lots of cheese. Like, you need to see the cheese dripping off the sandwich. On a nice plain bagel, all bacon, very greasy bacon, salt, pepper, ketchup, lots of ketchup. And that's it, all for $2.25. Get your breakfast the right way.
It's in Staten Island. Where can we find the best egg sandwich, bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich?
That's a good question. I would say, Bagel Bistro on Victory Boulevard has a very good bacon, egg, and cheese.
Really?
Yeah, that's good. Most diners provide you with a very good bacon, egg, and cheese, as well as a side of potatoes and a cup of coffee. Now, I know that's not going to a deli, but don't underrate the diner bacon, egg, and cheese, because those guys know what they're doing, and you can get a really good bacon, egg, and cheese in almost any diner in Staten Island.
Yes. Well, I mean, the big factor about the bacon, egg, and cheese from, like, you know, food carts or quick bodega run is the convenience.
You know,
it's quick. You know, you expect this done in under 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
You want to get in and out of there quick.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're going to come out smelling like bacon, but you want to be in there for as little as possible.
Yeah.
And, I can't harp on the fact enough. Rolls. Where are the best rolls?
The best rolls in Staten Island, I think, come from across the street of Danino's Pizza in Port Richmond. Malone's Bakery. My mom's been going there for 40 years now. When we're having our nice Sunday dinner with the spaghetti, meatballs, all that good stuff, the bread is coming from Malone's Bakery. That's where I think you get the best bread on the island. That's where a lot of delis get their bread and bread products from. While I was working in some pizzerias, Malone's Bakery was always delivering us fresh bread, you know, the long, stereotypical Italian breads down to the short, sandwich breads. I think that's where you get the best bread on the island from.
Cool. And then what about bagels? I hear the best bagels are in Brooklyn. Some people, if you're from Queens, you say they're from Queens. And if you're from Staten Island, you're going to say the best bagels are on Staten Island.
Well, my personal favorite, there's a good place in Tottenville called Mikey Bagels. The guys in there are good guys. They're always always down for a quick talk about sports. And the bagels there are fantastic. Recently introduced to their bagel menu is a personal favorite of mine, the jalapeno bagel.
Jalapenos in the bagel?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Nice. Recently, I've been going to Bagels on the Bay. And they've been doing a good job. They've been keeping me happy. Bagels are always fresh. And, you know, Staten Island bagels, you know, most underrepresented food that coming out of the five boroughs.
Absolutely. I think when you look at Staten Island, you think of a lot of people who moved here from other boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Manhattan, and you get a lot of their food culture that comes with it. I think the bagels on Staten Island, pound for pound, are the best bagels in the five boroughs. You know, you're a bagel aficionado. You know, you're almost on a bagel a day basis. So anybody who wants a good bagel should take your word for it.
Yeah, and I probably credit my love for bagels as an allergy. You know, like maybe a gluten intolerant allergy that I crave it so much.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But I made it this far, and well, we can only go forward. Now, Matt, you ever have dry eggs?
I hate dry eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? How do you get dry eggs? Are they overcooked? What's the deal?
I think eggs are a weird food to cook because if you mess them up, you could just turn them into scrambled eggs, and that's acceptable. I think dry eggs stem from maybe older eggs as well as overcooking them. You know, letting them get burnt on your pan or on the flat top, whatever you're cooking on. Dry egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese, not always the best play. You know, you want to keep it fluffy. I like to think of it as this. It's got to be F and F, fluffy and flat.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't want the egg to be too puffed up, too expanded, you know, like you're making an omelet. You don't want that. You want that egg flat. Fold it over.
Cradle the cheese.
Exactly.
Cradle the bacon. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, just to throw this out there, it comes to mind Leo. Leo's on Forest Avenue in the West Brighton area.
Oh, yeah.
It's a phenomenal spot where the, you know, the bacon's always good. The bacon's always hot. I wouldn't know, but I smell it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to know someone. I don't know them anymore. They would, when they would order a egg and cheese sandwich, they would, a fried egg.
Mmm.
Fried, you know? What are your thoughts on the fried egg? Do you, is it like medium, well done, like sunny side up? What do you like the dripping of the egg yolk?
Personally, I think the dripping of the egg yolk is, you need it.
Yeah?
I think that's something you need.
Okay, because right now you're dealing with scrambled. I see that.
It's basically scrambled, yeah. Okay. I have before gotten the, you know, the yolks in my bacon, egg, and cheese. That's usually when I know, you know, I've had a rough night last night. I need a little pick-me-up right now. Maybe a nice, tall, dark, black cup of coffee, you know, from the night before. Because the bacon, egg, and cheese, one of the best things about it is it's the ultimate recovery sandwich. Helps you out when you had a tough night of drinking. That egg yolk, when you just bite into it for the first time, that's the good stuff right there. That's what you're really looking for in a nice, you know, morning after pick-me-up sandwich.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm reading a New York Times article here, written in 2015, where it compares the egg sandwich to equivalent to, I guess, an Advil or an aspirin, I guess, when you're hungover.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Same effect. The grease from the bacon, egg, and cheese has to be accepted and embraced. Because after a real heavy night of drinking, the best thing to do to sop up all that alcohol is to get, you know, a nice bacon, egg, and cheese. And that all that grease from the bacon, the cheese, and the egg is just going to sop up all the, you know, the alcohol that you've been ingesting for the past 8, 10 hours, whatever it may be. And it's not an immediate relief, but, you know, in a few, maybe in an hour or so, you'll be feeling a lot better that you got that bacon, egg, and cheese than if you didn't.
So it chases off any remaining morning demons and clears the way for whatever fresh demons are waiting at work.
Yep.
Or whatever you do. If you're unemployed, whatever you do.
Brunch mimosas.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess we're going to be in consensus. Is it the sandwich of New York City? You know, I know how Philadelphia, they have the
Philly cheesesteak.
New York, we have pizza and bagels, and we have pastrami sandwiches.
Mm.
But what is the egg and cheese at best in New York?
Well, I've had bacon, egg, and cheeses across a couple states. I would say the only people who come close is New Jersey. But even New Jersey has their faults in their bacon, egg, and cheeses. They like to put Taylor ham in their egg sandwiches, which I, you know, I can't get behind that.
Okay. I'm not familiar with Taylor ham.
Yeah, Taylor ham is, it's not something I'm too fond of. But I think for our generation, the bacon, egg, and cheese is the sandwich of New York City.
Interesting. And just, you know, before we wrap up, can we just, let's talk about meat real quick.
Absolutely.
You know, in the beginning we alluded to you enjoying your turkey bacon, opposed to the regular bacon. What about sausage?
So, this is a debate which you wouldn't think people have. But, I've asked a lot of people, you know, because I knew this, we were doing this podcast, you know, what do you prefer, truthfully, bacon, egg, and cheese, or sausage? And I had an overwhelming, like, I was surprised at the answers that I got, because it was closer than I imagined. Sausage is right behind bacon for the preferred meat in an egg sandwich. You know, a lot of my friends say that, you know, they prefer the sausage, but it's got to be from, quote-unquote, their spot, their deli. Because some people might skimp out on the sausage, might not use the right type of sausage. When I asked one of my friends, Eddie, what kind of sausage he likes, he said, if I see that they're pulling out sausage patties, I'm walking out the door. It's really? Got to be the link, cut down the middle, put on the flat top. He doesn't want to see sausage patties. He doesn't want to see those thin little... He wants a fat link of breakfast sausage.
Nice. Now, do we know who invented the egg and cheese sandwich, or is it just something that happened?
I would assume it's just something that happened, you know. Okay. All the great things in life, you know, you don't know where they came from.
Yeah, the greatest thing since sliced bread is putting an egg and cheese between the sliced bread.
That, I think that was poetically put, yeah.
Perfect. Well, I want to say you heard it here first, but you know what? I think everyone that's listening has probably enjoyed an egg and cheese sandwich. And if you're vegan, I'm sure, hopefully, you've enjoyed some bread. And there's, you know, there's different levels. Everyone has different dietary necessities. And if you like what you heard, we invite you to subscribe to Hello, You're an Egg Talk. And, you know, you can always check us out on markcarls.com/egg talk for all of your, you know, egg questions, egg needs. You can comment. You can reach out to us. Find us. And, thanks again to Ben Smith for our music. And stay tuned for the next episode where we will be talking about egg as a versatile food. Matt, can you give us like a little like flirt with us? What is egg as a versatile food going to be?
Egg can be a main ingredient, a complementary ingredient, and an essential tool that allows other ingredients in food to thrive and be the main showcase of your dish.
Nice. An apple a day keeps a doctor away, and an egg in a day is, well, it happens every day.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's perfect.